Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Time for us all to think good thoughts, say nice things, do good things for others. Everything will come back to you in spades if you do good things. This is a great week. Well, every week's a good week for you to do it, but it's a great week to be doing that. It's Christmas week. This is the DJV program with, Jennifer Horn is an elf. Victoria Keelan is an elf. Do you have your elf outfits? I actually think I saw you in a green and red outfit once. Didn't I at Christmas, that Christmas party where you got me drunk? Wasn't that...
Are you talking to Jen? Because I've never gotten you drunk.
No.
I got you drunk one time. It was with a slushy...
With a sip of alcohol.
Well, yeah, it was like a... Remember one of those buckets that was really popular and you put like a little bit of vodka and you froze it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it was a peppermint slushy thing. And so he had it and had like two sips of it and that was all she wrote.
I think I started singing, didn't I? After that, with you and your father, I don't remember.
Well, the singing is at Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve, I always make everybody sing. So that is probably what you're completing those two.
I'm easily influenced on Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve to sing because
I
love you.
Please.
Of course, yes, right, exactly. All right, how about the fact the president says he's not going to sign the bill, Jennifer? Who's responsible for that outrage?
Happy about that. This bill was so awful, and for everyone's trouble, and it's an omnibus spending bill in addition to a COVID bill. But here's the thing: after all of that, you're going to give people $600, and you're going to slap each other on the back and say, $600, great job. Okay, we'll see you next year. Bye bye.
Right.
And they're going to go home to their fancy house
and not worry about people anymore.
Yeah, and I'm talking about Democrats and Republicans here. This is both that just I think utterly failed on this. And so Trump said yesterday, "Look, I'll sign this bill. I think it's disgraceful, but you better up the amount to include $2,000 for people, not $600, because that's just stupid. We're going to spend all this money on all this junk, and you're going to have
that Trump and
pennies.
Bernie Sanders would say the same thing.
I know, but it's what
Bernie's
been
saying $2,000 forever. That's been his initial number.
I don't like stimulus, and I don't like bailouts, but when you actually have the government putting people out of work, you have to do something. You can't do nothing.
Right.
I mean, my idea for stimulus is to just let everybody get back to work, but that's
Thank
not
you.
Happening. So with that off the table, what can we do? And so I think Trump is absolutely right, and if Bernie is saying it, then Bernie is right, too, because this is disgraceful.
Ugh, all right, so are they going to be able
awful.
To do it? So there apparently is they've
Can
already
Trump
been talking about the next
well,
stimulus
Well, he's
got
to ask them to come back. And so Nancy Pelosi has said, well, we can give people more money, but we're going to need to have people come back next week or actually just do anonymous consent, meaning if no one disagrees, then they can just pass it without everybody being in person. So
now,
it's doable.
Why was Mnuchin, because this is really a kind of a slap in the face to Mnuchin. He's the one who really negotiated this and been telling everyone it's fabulous and the $600 or whatever. So can Mnuchin just go back to everybody and say, all right, now the number's $2,000? Does he have the power as the head of the Treasury to
do that? Well, yeah, I mean, he can go back and tell them, but it's got to be Congress. They hold the power of the purse. So you
right.
have to have
So Mitch McConnell has to agree, essentially.
McConnell and Pelosi have to, yeah.
So the president apparently got really nasty with Mnuchin, but he's turning on everybody, pretty much every person around him. He's been bitter, according to some inside. Is that true? Turning on all the people that have helped him?
He's been perfectly nice to me, so I don't know.
Oh, well, that's good. Nothing wrong with that. All right, so anyway, there's a story out of the Justice Department today that they're suing Walmart. Why? What did Walmart, there's probably a lot of reasons.
They were dispensing opioid prescriptions without actually following federal standards. One of the things that the Trump administration did from the get-go, and by the way, started by Jeff Sessions, so that tells you how long ago this was, is that they cracked down on opioid addiction. And the numbers, if you look at them, the prescription drugs have fallen, and that's because they tamped down on doctors who were just handing these things out like candies to people. And so
Yeah, but the problem is heroin use has gone up so much.
Well, now that's
to
gone up. Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? Better than having doctors hand this out to people, because it's just, that's, you're supposed to do no harm. And I think there were plenty of doctors who were making a good living prescribing prescriptions that they knew were not necessary for a person's pain. So,
50,000.
I don't know that Walmart is going to be found culpable in this, because their defense is that they actually turned Walmart said that they actually turned a lot of prescriptions away, that they refused to fill them because they felt that certain doctors were doing it, unlawfully or unethically, and that people were trying to, come up with fake prescriptions, because people are addicted. These are addicts who are going from pharmacy to pharmacy trying desperately to get something filled.
A lot of urgent cares. They're right.
Listen to these numbers.
It's horrible.
Walmart ordered, listen to this, 5.5 billion oxycodone and hydrocodone pills. And while they were number three, Walgreens and CVS more than that.
Mm-hmm.
So is it any wonder that 50,000 plus Americans croaked last year because of opioid overdoses? Now, if you look at the stats, I was looking the other day at some data that someone sent me about the number of deaths, because we're all questioning, but I am, and so are a lot of other people, questioning the real number of deaths from COVID, and then the other things, the number of people who died from the regular flu, how many people have died from heart disease, how many people have died from cancer, all of that stuff. And there's a fudge in there someplace. But when you put them all together, it's well over 1 million people dying in this past year from all kinds of sources. Now, how does that stack up with the numbers from the year before? It's pretty much the same. The numbers are off by about 10,000, but they're pretty darn close from 2018 to 2019. Now, it'll be interesting to see at the end of the year what the stats are for 2020. But when you look at it, I like stats sometimes because they sort of open your eyes. We had 1.4 million more people in America last year than we did the year before, and we had 1,100,000 people die the year before. So that means we have an increase of about 300,000 people overall, which doesn't seem like a lot when we have a population of, what is it now, 320-some-odd million? It doesn't seem like there's much, but that does not account for the growth that comes from immigration. That's just births in the country. But I think it's, we so are focused on the virus and what it's costing us in terms of lives. But I think it'd be very interesting to see what these stats are. But the opioid, the real reason that we focused on this is because of the numbers of opioid deaths. But you just said the same thing that isn't in part of this is the heroin deaths. It's so easy and cheap to get it. There's many, if not more, people dying of heroin. And what makes them, and then you think about what motivates somebody to want to do this to themselves. They think they won't. Yeah.
No, if you're addicted, look, I feel very blessed that I am not addicted to anything except maybe fashion and pop culture. But other than that, I've seen people, I lived in Manhattan for a long time, and, you see people addicted to heroin riding the subways, and they're just on all night, they're in a stupor. I can't even imagine what that must be like. Your son is a drug and alcohol counselor. He'd be the perfect one. I'm sure he has plenty of stories, when people are
end up
addicts,
in his TV
so
show.
Much. Yeah, so much of it is genetic, too.
When you're an addict, I can't even imagine the desperation that people must feel. And heroin is so cheap, and it's everywhere. It's everywhere right now.
Mm-hmm. I think the business about what is in your personality. You're right about what we inherit. It's very interesting to look at our genetic, my family's genetic background, and how much addiction there is in it to various things. And, the fact that
sometimes it skips a generation. Oftentimes it does. It just will skip, look at even President Trump, his father, I think it was his father, right, was the alcoholic. I know it skipped. Trump never drank, but his older brother ended up dying being an alcoholic. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why maybe it skipped his kids. But who knows, gene is, it's pretty strong, and it just pops up sometimes, where you least expect it.
That's
but,
for sure.
Yeah, but I did 23andMe, the DNA test a couple years ago, and I did the whole health makeup. So it gives you, it tells you if you have the breast cancer gene, and it tells you what things, it's really amazing what your,
yeah,
it's really amazing what your, what the health stuff is.
You did it, Jennifer? Yeah. You okay with it? Did you find out anything that disturbed you? Or are you okay?
No, my disease, the reason I knew it was true, the disease that I'm most at risk for is macular degeneration, which is my grandfather's. My grandfather suffers, and it goes, skips a generation, and so I have to be really careful. I told my doctor about it because I already have eye issues, so it's something that we watch out for. Yeah. But, yeah, no, I don't carry, thank God.
I, for one,
I don't have Alzheimer's.
Thank you. Have beautiful
it
eyes.
Told me, well, thank my you. My health report told me that I would that I had a very high susceptibility to an opioid addiction. So that is something, and I've never, I mean, I don't recall ever taking any opioids. You know, maybe, I remember when I herniated a disc in my back, my doctor gave me this massive bottle, it must have been 100 pills, of hydrocodone, and I took one for the pain, it did nothing, and then I just threw them out. It didn't do anything for me.
Speaking of pain, the latest DJV download. How do you like that? Now, this is a fun one. Cookie Exchange Day is a part of the focus of our latest DJV download at djvshow.com. Then I talk about going, what my Christmas is going to be all about is taking a trip down to Pennsylvania to pick up a tractor. And that, I'm sure, will thrill lots of people who want to hear what's going on, what we're all doing for Christmas. Restaurants that are open on Christmas Day, we go through that on the download. How much Kylie Jenner, that was the thing that blew my mind, how much money she's worth. Woo-wee. All right, so hear all that gossip and info and all kinds of things, always in the daily DJV lineup at the djvshow.com. That's where you get the download or wherever you get your podcasts.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Happy holidays, folks. Colonel Snowman here to tell you about my piping hot KFC $20 fill-up with 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings. It's an easy way to keep the family fed when you're too busy to cook. Wow, this KFC meal is piping hot, and I'm made of snow. Try my KFC $20 fill-up. You can order ahead at KFC.com. Happy holidays from KFC.
Limited time only at participating locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Delivery service and additional fees apply.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data. Void fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLSconsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exogen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exogen.
Your crew has worked hard this year, so why not get them a gift to show your appreciation? Shop Lowe's for a DeWalt PowerDetect 2-Tool Combo Kit for $349. Mechanics Wear Durahyde Impact Gloves at only $29.98. Or how about a Metabo HPT The Tank Compressor for $199. Shop Lowe's in-store or at lowesforpros.com. And while you're at it, pick up a little something for yourself, too. Lowe's, the new home for pros. While supplies last, U.S. only.
The number one gift in this stressful year? Relaxation from Homedics. Soothing stress for over 35 years, Homedics is the top home massage products brand with gifts for every aching muscle on your list with free shipping on orders over $50. Holiday supplies won't last, so avoid the rush while you can at HOMEDICS.com. Get the perfectly relaxing, perfectly affordable gift now at Homedics.com and major retailers everywhere.
Complex. complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Please, Daddy, don't get drunk.
All right.
Christmas.
Wait a minute, are we playing these in order or not?
There's no real order. It's just
really.
Alright,
so we got the 10. We have the 10. Well, it'd be easier if we start at the bottom and go to the top, Phil. The 10 most bizarre country Christmas songs that have ever been recorded. John Denver and Please Daddy Don't Get Drunk This Christmas. There are a number of others. Well, let's just go through some of them and we'll get some sound here. John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John. I think you might like it. How is this Christmas? Nobody knows?
I don't know. It's on the list. This Rolling Stone magazine put together the 10 of the most bizarre country Christmas songs, and this one apparently charted as a Christmas song.
All right, here's Elmo and Patsy. This one you probably recognize.
This one gets in my head. Can't stand it.
Haven't heard it yet this year.
I haven't heard it. I'm still waiting for it. Are we just trying to find it, or what are we doing? Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
That's when you hear.
Walking home from our house Christmas Eve.
This is stupid.
When I was a kid, I thought this was Willie Nelson. It kind of sounds like Willie Nelson.
Right.
So, like, when I was, and just the tone of his voice.
All right, 24 past the hour on the DJV program. We're doing the 10 most bizarre country Christmas songs. Victoria, Jennifer, Doug, and you, and Joe Diffie, who passed away this past year.
Okay, I've been waiting for this. We got to let this
I want to hear this one.
If not, Leroy's in charge, and he's going to be leading you.
Leroy the Redneck Reindeer.
And then Leroy the Redneck Reindeer looks through the front of the sleigh.
Get ready, here we go.
Delivering toys to all the good old boys and girls along the way. He makes jingle bells with the rebels yell and made history that night.
There we go.
Story is that Leroy is Rudolph's redneck cousin.
That's funny.
Rudolph was sick and Leroy stepped in to two-step across the sky.
Nice. There we go. Joe Diffie died this year, right? Isn't he one of the most recent country deaths?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, next up here is Kenny Chesney. All I want for Christmas is a real good tan.
I'm sure he can achieve that because he lives in the Caribbean, so
kind of a misfire with this one.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Jeff Foxworthy.
Now we're talking.
Redneck 12 Days of Christmas.
Bud, 11 wrestling tickets, 10 of Copenhagen, 9 years probation, 8 table dancers, 7 packs of
Redmen,
6
funny.
Cans of Spam, 4 Big Mud tires, 3 shotgun shells, 2 hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT. And this ain't normal Christmas presents.
Right. There you go.
Gift.
All right, let's do Sugarland's Little Wood Guitar. All right, this is boring. All right, let's see. Brad Paisley, Penguin, James Penguin. I don't get this. What is this? I don't know.
James Penguin, that dapper little guy.
Again, this list is Rolling Stone's most bizarre country Christmas
song. How about we do,
so this is not,
Toby.
They're not supposed to be good. They're
okay.
Bizarre.
Toby Keith and Hot Rod Slay. This is
a
I like this. This one I like. I like the Redneck 12 Days of Christmas. I think All I Want for Christmas is a Real Good Can Isn't Bad. And then it kind of goes down from there. What about you, ladies? What's your favorite
one? I like
one?
The Redneck Reindeer. I
yeah, it's
cute.
Joe Diffie and Jeff Foxworthy for me. And yeah. You know how I love Toby Keith, but those two are the winners.
Yeah. All right, there they are, folks, a sampling of the 10 most bizarre country tunes, according to Rolling Stone magazine, on the DJV program, where it's 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, very often pets' bad habits are related to their environment. Their nervous, so-called hyperactive behavior may in fact be a reaction to the pressures and tensions of the family members around them. Animals do empathize with humans, and the preoccupied, angry, or hysterical behavior of a beloved owner may actually rub off on the dog or cat. I don't have any panaceas for human emotional ailments, but I can suggest that both pet and owner would benefit from a good exercise program. Chasing a frisbee eliminates the need to chase a tail or chew on a paw. The most anxious or high-strung pets can be calmed by a dip in the ocean or a run around the park. And what appears to be a serious emotional problem may simply be a desire to release a lot of pent-up energy. You know, lack of physical fitness in an animal creates a host of difficulties, and these can worsen if not attended properly. So it's real important. Very often when your dog or cat is not behaving properly, it's just a matter of they're not getting enough exercise and enough mental stimulation. Increase it, and the problems may just disappear. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. The road is everything you want it to be.
Everything.
As long as what you want is road.
To ride your motorcycle on.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
All the last-minute gifts are on sale at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Get 60% off almost everything and shop new doorbusters, including gifts from $7, socks from $2, tees from $8, and more. Find it all at Gap Factory or GapFactory.com through December 24th. Cozy up for the holidays with 60% off everything at Banana Republic Factory, including soft sweaters, comfy pajamas, must-have gifts, and more from $9.99. Find your nearest store now, only at Banana Republic Factory.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
When you're out of work, you don't spend money like you normally do. You cut back. And right now, this country is not fully at work. The outrage by Americans that the COVID relief bill would spend billions on foreign governments and give peanuts to Americans, that's quite understandable. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy accused Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats of selective hearing Wednesday night after President Trump called for Congress to raise coronavirus stimulus checks from $600 to $2,000. Still, only a few in D.C. are talking about cutting the wasteful spending during this crisis. Presidential pardons keep rolling out. Paul Manafort, Roger Stone, Charles and Jared Kushner were pardoned by President Trump. Trump has pardoned 26 people so far. The United Kingdom and the European Union are closing in on a post-Brexit trade agreement after months of negotiations. A deal is expected to be announced on Christmas Eve. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Leslie West, the guitarist who created the hard rock anthem Mississippi Queen with his band Mountain, died Wednesday morning. He was 75. The cause of death was cardiac arrest. On Monday, West was rushed to a hospital near his home in Daytona, Florida, where he never regained consciousness. As holiday plans begin, so is the expected rise in COVID-19 cases. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki explains.
Nearly 3,300 Americans died Wednesday of COVID-19, with hospitalizations continuing to rise across the country. Dr. Stephen Perotti is the head of Kaiser Permanente's COVID response team. He tells CNBC that he's worried about the effect a Christmas surge could have on a hospital system already stretched to the breaking point.
Right now, we are riding the Thanksgiving Day wave. What we're seeing in our hospitals right now is stretching us to the breaking point. And if we don't make the choice now to change the future, then what I'm worried about is we're going to see a Christmas Day and a New Year's wave in January, and the hospitals will be beyond the breaking point. That's really what we're facing.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The National Football League has a weekend full of games starting Friday afternoon as the Vikings head down to the Big Easy and play the Saints, 4:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox, NFL Network, and Amazon. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Four after the hour. It's the DJV program. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? This is a place where you put an end to truth decay. Victoria Keelan's working on that. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steps. As a matter of fact, Victoria has a story about Dr. Burks, Deborah Deborah. Deborah's D-E-B-R, right? Deborah. She has an O in
her. It's Deborah. That's how you spell Deborah. Anyway.
No, you can still. I used to have somebody in my life who spelled it D-E-B-R-A. Deborah.
Well, that's another way to spell it, like Deborah Gibson.
Yeah.
Or Deborah Messing. But this is Deborah as well.
Dr. Are you messing
Deborah
with me?
Perks.
I think you're messing with me right
exhausting.
Now.
You do spell
anyway.
It retired, though. R-E-T-I.
Right, exactly. Thank you, Jay.
Because of H-Y-P across hypocrisy.
So that is the story. Dr. Deborah Burks has announced plans to retire after she was outed on Sunday for not following her own holiday travel guidance.
Ridiculous.
She, well, I mean, a lot of people have been busted for
telling people
one thing, and then doing another. Looking at you, Gavin Newsom. So anyway, she said she wanted to work in the Biden administration, but that is not going to happen. So she's going to work with the transition, and then she is going to retire. She said this has been very overwhelming for her family. It's been, she essentially, the travel guidance from the CDC was to not be in a household with anyone else who doesn't live in your house. So don't go into someone else's home for holidays. She did that. They had like three different generations of family together. She traveled. You're not supposed to, they advised not traveling, and she did. And it's kind of, you know, what we've seen. It's a lot of the same stuff. People saying one thing and then people end up traveling. Who was it? There was another. Was it a governor? Somebody in Colorado, I think, did the same thing. They said don't travel anywhere, and then they got busted.
The mayor of Denver.
What was your actual job?
And don't forget the mayor of Austin, who did his don't travel speech from Cabo San Lucas.
Oh, right, right. That one.
Right.
Yeah, so
what was her job?
She's an AIDS researcher, and she's been working with, she's actually worked for the federal government since 1980, since the Reagan administration.
She's been with Fauci forever. I mean, they've worked kind of hand in hand.
They did HIV stuff together, yeah.
I think probably
maybe something else going on that we don't know about, but
don't be weird. But people, men and women can work together. We do that every single day. But Birx, I think, I don't think she was used to having the national spotlight. Fauci always was. Fauci was kind of in the limelight, and I think he likes it. I think it had to be really kind of weird for her. And so the fact that people were watching her and actually holding her accountable for the things. That, yeah, people were making fun of her scarves and, you know, everything with Trump. So I can understand why she's done. And, you know, good on her.
She's only 64.
Yeah, she's not that old.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
All right, Fauci got the vaccine. It was Moderna's vaccine, which I think is very interesting. He chose to take the Moderna vaccine. Is there a message there somewhere?
I don't think he chose it. I think that was what he took. It just took.
I know. I think he chose it. I think he could choose whatever he wanted to choose. Take whatever he wanted to take.
Jen, we should just leave. Because this is like riding a crazy horse into a burning building. That's where we're at right now.
Why is that disrespect?
Oh, please. It's not disrespect. It's the truth.
What? How do you figure that? I've decided I'm going to get the third vaccine, the one that works on your immune system.
Well, good luck telling your healthcare provider which one you're going to get, because no one's allowed to do that. But go ahead.
But not everybody is me. You see, that's the difference.
That is true.
Right.
Speaking God for that.
of that sort of thing, I see that Julian Assange, we were talking about Navage earlier, and I somehow got into my head because somebody
said, Navage would be stoked
about Assange. No, probably not. Yeah. Anyway, so Sarah Palin has called for his pardon, Julian Assange's pardon.
She and Pamela Anderson are friends now.
Yeah. Right. Well, she's single, isn't she, Sarah Palin?
She is
available, or she is with
someone? I don't know if she's dating, but she's single from her husband.
Wouldn't she have like the pick of the litter in Alaska? Because they're like two women,
and
anyway.
they're bazillion men, and they're all kind of hot lumberjacks.
Is she still living in Alaska?
Oh yeah.
Why?
Well, I don't know. That's where she lives.
Yeah.
Well, who would really choose to live in Alaska?
Well, her kids are there.
My old boss lives there. Absolutely loves it. Loves it. Mm. It's cheap. They give you money to live
there.
It's
cold.
It's cold, but who cares?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so Assange is up for parole. Maybe there's some movement. What's in it for Trump? When you look at the people that are being pardoned, isn't there a reason for doing, whenever a president, no matter who it is, pardons, isn't there a reason for it? Don't they do it because there's something in it for them? Is that...
Trump's list of pardons, a lot of legal experts have said, you know, the people that he pardoned, they don't even typically make the cut for when, I don't know who is supposed to recommend pardoning, somebody in the Justice Department or something,
yeah,
I guess.
There's a list.
There's a list, right, yeah. So the people that he's pardoned are just, it's a bit haphazard. It's his right, he can do whatever he wants, but it does feel a little bit odd, I don't know.
And a lot of the people that he's pardoning are actually people who have already served their time and are out of trouble.
Right.
George Papadopoulos is one of them. His story, he was one of the people that the Obama administration spied on, and he got, like, I don't know, a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks in jail or something stupid.
Well, he admitted
to
lying.
Pardoned. Yeah, he lied to the FBI, which is what they get them all for. That's the thing. It's like they get them all for that because they can catch you. They can put you in a trap, and that's how they get you if they can't get you for anything else. So he was on his record, so I guess now it's just expunged from the record. But other than that, I mean, he's already been out and was running for Congress last time around.
Well, another thing that's really weird, I don't know why he pardoned Chris Collins. He was the guy in New York. He was a representative, or maybe he was a senator. But the guy was a bad guy, and he was busted this was not like they caught him on something else. The guy was doing insider trading, insider trading for a long time, and the paper trail was miles long. There is no doubt that that guy was a bad guy and was totally caught doing something really illegal. Why he would be on Trump's radar other than that he supported Trump's 2016 campaign, I mean, that makes no sense why you would pardon someone who is so clearly guilty and admitted his guilt, too. I don't get it.
The one I'm happy about
Hunter was pardoned?
That's Steve Stockman is actually a friend of mine.
Really?
And he was in jail. They went after him because, I can't remember what it was. They went after him because he questioned. Well, yeah, they went after him for questioning something under the Obama administration. He was targeted by the DOJ. None
nice
of that
friend.
Was proved true.
Nice
none
friends.
Of that. No, but none of that was true. He denies it to the end. He says that never happened. It was that they had two clear campaign funds, but, you know, he contends that he was innocent. Gets put in jail. All of the prisoners around him are being let out because of COVID. This is a guy who's older. He's diabetic. He's got all kinds of issues going on. They would not let him out of jail. For what? When you had people who were actually in there for violent crimes getting released. So I'm really happy to see he's out, actually. I believe him. And
there's a couple of border patrol agents who shot some drug traffickers, and they were their sentence was commuted by George Bush. So why did he have to pardon them again? That would have been my question.
Well, because a commutation is different than a pardon, I think.
What's the difference?
You commute a sentence for someone who's currently in prison.
Yeah, it ends your sentence early.
Off. Yeah, right. Pardon takes it off your record or something.
Uh-huh. But he pretty much has unilateral power, clemency, whatever it is, the word they use. He can do whatever he wants.
I don't think there's a limit, is there?
There's no... he has the power to nullify criminal liability, and so... That's what this is all about. Nobody can get in the way. He pardons somebody and somebody else says, nah, you can't do that. We're going to sue you. This is like the end of the road. He can do what he wants and nobody can change it.
Right. But I don't think there's a limit on how many people you can pardon.
No.
Is there?
No. No. No, no. No.
You should just pardon the world and just leave it in chaos. What do you think?
Pardon everybody.
Pardon for everybody.
Alex Vanders won. Man, he looks like a slicky. He ought to be on The Bachelor. You see a picture of him?
No.
Alex Vanderswan. Okay. All right, in a moment, we're going to find out who the next education secretary is to replace Ms. Blah. Mrs. Blah. Blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
All right. I always called her Mrs. Blah. Didn't you? I call Blah Blasio as the mayor, but I always called her just Mrs. Blah. You didn't ever hear me refer to her as Mrs. Blah?
No.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. Betsy DeVos is who he's talking about, people.
Right. She's gone. We'll tell you who the new guy is right
episode.
After this. Let's we're creating a moment, ladies. We're creating
I'm
a moment.
An episode.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right. I feel like I'm going to have an episode next.
Don't forget about the American Family Farmer Show. Every week, a new story about somebody who is working hard to become a successful American farmer. And you can say, well, how does that affect me? Well, farms, food, family, all tied together. And we do that every week on the podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com is where you get it. Actually, we talk a lot about Christmas trees in this episode. And we also deal with the swine production and my focus again on the bad guys from China that are messing up all the pork products in this country. You'll be happy to hear that story and many other stories, but mainly, we are focused on helping you understand how to, if you're a farmer, make your farm more successful, and if you're a user, a locavore user of our products, then you know how and where and how and why to go to certain places. Give you that instruction every week on the American Family Farmer. So the most recent podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free, and safe. And most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
All the last-minute gifts are on sale at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Get 60% off almost everything. And shop new doorbusters, including gifts from $7, socks from $2, tees from $8, and more. Find it all at Gap Factory or GapFactory.com through December 24th. Cozy up for the holidays with 60% off everything at Banana Republic Factory, including soft sweaters, comfy pajamas, must-have gifts, and more from $9.99. Find your nearest store now only at Banana Republic Factory.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech, but Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others, while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
Big announcement from Joe Biden. The new school chief, the education secretary, is Miguel Cardona. I said to the ladies, you ought to be some kind of an actor.
M. Cardona, sorry. There was something Cardona in my head that was brewing.
Right. Yep. So he's the head of the Connecticut Department of Education. He has spent his career in public education. Let's see here.
Really needs revamping. I mean, Betsy right. DeVos, you know, with the charter education schools and all that. The public school away. System needs to, needs revamping majorly.
The whole thing.
School
right.
choice so, is like, what we need to move towards.
Yeah, well, we need to get away from all this busing and bringing kids around to here, there, and everywhere. Charter
we also have to take property taxes away from school funding because that puts so many people at a disadvantage right
not
from the jump.
Not a bad idea. 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
There's a feeling of Christmas. Children.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required.
It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a four-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Doggy time, pet time. The Pet Show is hosted by the one, the only, the extraordinary Warren Eckstein, who's joined us on the extraordinary DJV program to talk about your dog, your cat. The most important thing is don't. Right now, do not. Warren will tell you, he's told us every year since he's been on this program, which has been over 20 years, do not get a dog for Christmas. No, 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 no. Correct?
Wrong, 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 wrong. I am a hypocrite. I am convinced I am a hypocrite. For
how
all
so?
These years, I've been saying, please, the holidays is not a great time to get
right.
a pet.
Now you're going to make a pooper out of me?
The decorations are in the house. People coming and going. There's all kinds of food and dangers for the dog. We all know those for the cat as well. However, if you're adopting or rescuing a dog, I don't care if it comes down the chimney with Santa.
Okay.
Take that dog and take him home today.
That's
really
right.
important. But in terms of plan ahead, if you can plan ahead, put a book under a tree or a leash and collar, a bird cage, whatever kind of pet they're going to get. But generally speaking, Christmas is not the greatest time, but this is a different year. And I'm saying if there's dogs and cats that need homes, take them in. I don't care. Christmas morning, whatever. Just take them in.
All right, so let's say a dog is attached to a homeless person. You want to take a homeless person in, too?
Well, that's a sad thing.
Really, I saw a lot of that stuff in L.A.
And sometimes that's the only thing keeping people alive is their pet. It's horrible.
Yeah.
It is, and you know, sometimes I've seen both ends of it. I've actually had someone call me on the radio show and say, Warren, this is my last quarter. This is a couple of years ago. My last quarter, he called from a phone booth at a supermarket, said to me, I have to go into the hospital. I have this beautiful dog. Do you know anyone that can take care of it? I love this dog so much. So a lot of the homeless people that do have dogs really take better care of their pets than even themselves.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. All right, so you and Victoria were having a conversation off the air. I said, save it for on the air.
So what's the question you have, Victoria?
Well, this just popped into my head last night because, you know, we have two little boys, boy dogs, and then we've had, in my lifetime, I've had five dogs, and four of them have been boys and one was a girl. And I was just curious last night, I was thinking about Warren being on the show today, are there real differences between male and female dogs in terms of personality or in terms of how they interact with the family? Is there a difference?
There are certain differences. You know, a lot of dogs are using, you know, my background, using military and police, a lot of them use male dogs. And the reason they use male dogs is because they appear much larger, and that's why they use them. In terms of protectiveness, female dogs are much more protective of their families than most male dogs are. I think that goes back to that maternal instinct.
Really? Mm-hmm.
But yeah, much more protective. But, you know, because they're smaller, they're not used as much. However, I'm a big fan. Years ago when I was doing a lot of protective work for different situations, and I would rescue a dog and make him into a protection dog, I would always go for the female dog. Absolutely.
Mm. Oh, mm. Okay.
All right, there's a study on poop out that you have certainly looked into, I'm sure, top to bottom.
It's not one of the most glamorous parts of living with a dog, but it's important to eye check every time, or not every time, but every few times your dog goes outside and eliminates. You know, we just had to scoop it up and throw it away. We don't look at it. We look the other way. It's a lot of information that comes from your dog's poop. I know it's not a great conversation, but you should check it for consistency, make sure there's no worms, no mucus, no foreign material, because early detection can make all the difference in the world. So I know it's not the greatest thing in the world.
What color is it supposed to be?
It depends on the type of food you're feeding your dog. In other words, there are certain, you know,
I'm giving him this stuff from your pal there. What's the name of that guy that you and I had lunch with?
Lucy Pet Food. It's a great food because it has that prebiotic formula. But the
my
consistency
dogs love it.
Is important. It's the consistency. If you look at your dog's poop on Wednesday, it should be similar on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So, you know, it can be off once in a while. But I know it's crazy, but it's important to check it. Just one of the things.
How about their pee?
I don't know how you would check pee, Doug.
No, I mean, looking at...
Well, sometimes if a dog... Well, like with humans, if the color is very concentrated, that could be dehydration.
Or the smell of the urine. Yeah. It's a sweet smell. It could be diabetes, so you have to take... Yeah, you can smell the urine. It could
Wait a minute, say that again. If it smells sweet, they have diabetes?
It could be diabetes. Or if your dog's breath is real sweet, it could be diabetes as well.
Hmm.
Yeah, so no, there's a lot of things you can do. There's a lot of home things, and, you know, we'll talk about that more in the future. There's a lot of home things that people can do, especially now because it's so difficult to get into the veterinarian's office. You got to meet him in the parking lot and blah, blah, blah. So I think it's really important that pet guardians learn more about what to look for, what is an emergency, what's not an emergency, when to call the vet, when not to call the vet. But by just doing some home research and watching your pets carefully, you can pretty much determine what's normal and what's not normal.
Around the holidays, there's always a question, what or who deserves hard-earned dollars to be given? I can promise you, if you donate to Hugs and Kisses, the animal fund that Warren has set up, you will know the money is going straight to the animals. There's nothing taken out of it whatsoever. So if you want to support small, humane organizations, you know, the people that have car washes and bake sales and things like that, go to the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund or just go to hugsandkisses.com. That's the story. Warren Eckstein, happy and merry and all that good stuff from the DJV Show 59.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.